The local Teen Action Group listened to motivational speaker Kevin Brooks' story at Lead On, a leadership seminar in Anchorage. After the seminar, they decided they would work to get grant money to bring Brooks to Wrangell, so all members of the community would be able to hear and experience his precautionary story. Brianna Schilling is a sophomore at Wrangell High School and is a member of the Teen Action Group. Schilling thought Brooks' story was a familiar one, of a teenager who loves sports and having fun. She says Brooke's story made her think about her own life and how driving impaired could affect it.
He was a big athlete and a big partier, and he used his legs a lot. But when he was drinking and driving, he got in a car accident, and he killed his best friend and was paralyzed from the waist down, so he can't use his legs anymore. And I'm a big athlete, so when I think of that, it's just like, oh my gosh, not being able to use my legs, or oh my gosh, I just killed my best friend, you know? That's horrible.
She wants to bring Brooks to Wrangell because she feels his message is something everyone needs to hear.
I just hope that his, like, story rubs off on people and people are like, oh my gosh, that could be me in that car. I could be one of the people that end up not living, or I could be the person with the guilt from killing someone else, or I could end up paralyzed. I hope people just realize that it's really unsafe and it's unhealthy.
Brooks is a top youth speaker who travels around the country talking to teens about driving drunk and how it changed his life and the life of his best friend.
I don't remember Brennan jumping in the car, though. I do vaguely remember driving past old high school, coming down this hill, and stopping at a red light. And I think about that intersection a lot. There's a T in the road. So I'm turning right, or I'm turning left. Right's home, left's partying some more. And on that night, that's all that it was. But looking back, I see this so much more. It's like a crossroads in life. Whichever way I turn, whichever choice I make, you know, it's going to determine everything. My life, Brennan's life, Evan around us, their lives, too. And I wish in those days that I thought like that.
Brooks was 21 years old when he was partying with friends and decided to drive while drunk. Brooks was driving too fast and lost control of his car and crashed. His friend Brendan did not survive, and Brooks was left paralyzed. Teen Action coordinator Anya Ritchie said they were able to apply for a grant through AmeriCorps from Rural Cap of Alaska for $3,000. Teen Action received the grant money for Brooks to speak at the high school.
One of the first things that the kids said was, we want him to go to Wrangell. We want him to come to our home and talk to our friends about this danger so that maybe he could change their perspective on it.
Amanda Rooney, a sophomore at Wrangell High School, has been a member of Teen Action Group for 1 year. As a TAG member, she works on community projects, volunteering, and plans teen events. She says Teen Action is involved in a number of projects to promote awareness of issues teens face.
The project we are working on right now is to get Kevin Brooks here. He's a motivational speaker. We have done roller skating, or we've done the coat drive where we had bins at stores and they would put their kids' coats in there and then we'd hand them out. We went to Lead On conference in Anchorage, and it's about learning different types of things and like how to become a leader in your community.
Rooney says Brooks' story made her feel like she was there the night of the accident and thinks it's something all of her peers should hear.
He speaks so well that you're like imagining it, and it's like makes you have chills because it's so like real, and it's just really touching.
Ritchie feels Brooks' story resonates with students because he's an average guy that teens can relate to.
He's kind of that punk rocker, snowboarder, skateboarder type guy that I really believe that the kids appreciated. And so because they were able to relate to him, they took his message to heart.
Kevin Brooks will be presenting March 29th at Wrangell High School Commons at 10 a.m. Ritchie strongly encourages the public to attend and hopes Brooks' presentation prompts a discussion about driving while impaired and the real consequences that can come from it.
Do you get in a car with somebody that's been drinking? Do you get in a car and drive if you've been drinking? Even if it's one drink, you know, buzz driving is drunk driving, really. And I know we live in a small town. I know that the attitudes are, well, I just live down the street. But just down the street can be disastrous, and it's dangerous.
For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Dern.